Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. Yesterday, Apple released security updates for every Mac, Apple Watch, iPhone, and iPad. Apple credits researchers from the University of Toronto's Citizen Lab for finding a zero-click vulnerability in iMessage that was allegedly used by NSO Group to place Pegasus spyware on an activist phone. Please patch your devices if you haven't already. Epic Games announced it will appeal U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers' final judgment in the Epic versus Apple lawsuit, which largely ruled with Apple in the case. The appellate court is expected to rule on the judge's definition of the market at issue, which she defined differently from both companies, and possibly clarify the language of the injunction requiring Apple to allow links to alternative payment options. Apple said it's still evaluating whether to launch its own appeal of the injunction. At its annual Zoomtopia conference, Zoom announced a number of new features, including the expansion of real-time transcription to free accounts in English, with the company planning to add support for 30 languages by the end of the year. Zoom plans to add real-time translation across as many as 12 languages by the end of next year for paid accounts. Zoom is also launching a beta Zoom whiteboard later this year in order to make whiteboards available outside of meetings. And also next year, Zoom will be coming to Facebook's shared VR meeting space, Horizon Workrooms. China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology advised tech companies to stop blocking links to each other's sites. Tencent restricts users from sharing links to ByteDance's Douyin and WeChat and QQ, and Alibaba's Taobao and Tmall marketplaces do not allow Tencent's WeChat Pay to be used as a payment option. Tencent and Alibaba said they would both comply with the guidance. A Dutch judge ruled on Monday that Dutch Uber drivers should be classified as employees rather than self-employed. Uber will have to employ the approximately 4,000 drivers in the country and pay them in accordance with the collective labor agreement of the taxi industry. The general manager Northern Europe at Uber, Moritz Schoenfeld, expressed disappointment in a statement, "Because we know that the overwhelming majority of drivers wish to remain independent." Uber plans to appeal the ruling. South Korean regulators fined Google $177 million for using its market share and bargaining power to eliminate competition. The Korea Fair Trade Commission said Google's anti-fragmentation agreements with manufacturers like Samsung and LG prevented use or development of modified versions of the Android OS. The watchdog banned Google from forcing manufacturers to sign AFA contracts in order that it modify existing AFAs. Galaxy S21 smartphone owners will be able to register for the One UI 4 beta program sometime this morning, with other Samsung smartphone owners likely eligible to test later this year. The company's official press release promises it will feature new and improved customization and privacy capabilities, includes redesigned and updated widgets, access to more robust and diverse emojis, and tools to customize the home screen, notifications, icons, wallpapers, and more. Xiaomi plans to launch their own smart glasses to challenge Facebook's Ray-Ban Stories. Powered by a quad-core ARM processor and running Android, the device will take photos with a 5-megapixel camera and also be able to display notifications, messages, provide navigation, translate text in real time, and even make calls with the wearable's built-in mic and speakers. All this is expected to weigh 51 grams, slightly heavier than Facebook smart glasses, and no price or release date has been announced. Singapore introduced the Foreign Interference Bill to Parliament, which would empower the government to investigate and halt foreign actors from influencing politics or social issues online. The bill gives officials the power to order social media platforms and ISPs to track harmful foreign actors and block the content from those accounts from being viewed in Singapore. The Ministry of Home Affairs said, "The bill will strengthen our ability to prevent, detect, and disrupt foreign interference in our domestic politics, conducted through hostile information campaigns and the use of local proxies." And Sony PlayStation's September system software updates drop tomorrow, globally, which will be the second major PlayStation 5 update since launching last November. This update enables the M2 SSD expansion slot, though only those from an approved list will work, allows control center customization, and includes remote play app enhancements. And PS4 owners will get to view PS5 trophies on their PS4. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.